All right, Johnny Acid.
Yep.
What was that?
Yeah. Little indigestion.
Johnny, we're on the air.
Yeah. So what? Who cares?
The old Johnny would be like, don't, we're not on the air. All right, yeah. Johnny, listen.
Uh-huh.
Today's topic, recruiters.
God, now my stomach hurts worse.
Truck driver recruiters. Johnny Acid, weren't you a truck driver recruiter before? Didn't you work in recruiting? Be honest. Did you ever work in recruiting?
Yeah, but let's face it, they're all bottom feeders, man. They're down there with lawyers and...
car salesmen. Didn't you used to be a car salesman too, Johnny Acid?
Shut up, yeah.
Wow.
It's like a double whammy.
My gosh, you go from...
Maybe I should go get my law degree. Oh, I can't. That's right, I'm a felon.
You go from federal prison to car sales to truck driver recruiting to talk CDL. I mean, come on, Johnny Acid.
Yeah, what's the next step?
Johnny Acid, be honest with me. Were you an honest truck driver recruiter? Be honest. Now, I'm asking you if you were honest, and I'm asking you to be honest to see if you were honest. But if we're really being straight up about this, Johnny Acid, you would say?
Absolutely.
So you never sweetened the pot a little to get a trucker in?
Oh, come on. Everyone does.
So tell me some pot sweeteners you used.
Oh, we got the biggest, baddest equipment on the road. Brother, you're going to love it. There's a 13-foot ceiling. You could put a chandelier in that, baby. I'm telling you right now, it's like an apartment. You could just move right in. You're probably going to change your zip code to the truck.
Johnny.
You like that?
So that's how you'd bait a guy in, like, based on trucks, if he liked the truck.
Is oh, that yeah. I'd bait the hook, throw it in the water, and just wait for the bite and reel him into the boat.
Did you recruit a lot of truckers?
Oh, yeah.
Did you? Uh-huh. Did you? Did they like you?
I didn't give them my address, that's for sure.
Yeah, I was going to say, did any ever show up and like, before orientation was over, ask for you?
yeah, right.
Where's he at?
Yeah, where is he? You know, the funny thing is, when you're a recruiter,
yeah,
you might recruit someone. And, you know, if you're a recruiter, sometimes you recruit for different companies, right?
Right.
Okay, so you recruit someone, and they go, you know, they'll respond to another ad, and then you'll call them up, and they'll remember you, and they'll say, this is the worst job I ever had. Hey, what you got for me, bud? Yeah, it's like, oh, you screwed me once, but hey, what do you got?
Yeah. Wow, nice.
Yeah, that's because they like me.
Hey, I was talking to some recruiters the other day. You know what they said?
What's
coming up?
Christmas?
No, dead grandmother season.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's the season where all trucking companies kill everybody's grandmother and their dads.
You know, I used to keep notes when I talked to a driver.
Everybody out there's probably going, what the hell does he mean? Trucking companies kill everybody's grandmother. Go ahead and explain that, Johnny Acid. What does that mean, dead grandmother season in trucking?
So I talked to somebody on the phone.
Yeah, when? At what time of the year?
Oh,
Always in the snow, right?
Yeah, Christmas time, winter time.
Winter time, the dead snowstorm season.
So we'd have the guy set up to come in like on a Monday.
Right.
And then it's always like a Friday or Saturday. Grandma died, right?
Grandma's dead.
So the first thing I do is I put a note in the computer because you know you're going to talk to the guy again.
Right.
I don't know, it's miraculous because grandma comes back to life to die again. Yeah. It's like, didn't she die last... Oh, that was my other grandmother.
Yeah. So you're saying whenever there's a bad snowstorm, instead of coming to an orientation, they'll call with the dead grandmother story.
It's either that or, you know, my kid got hit by a car.
I know, coma. Johnny. I tell you what, honestly, I remember I had a driver one time. I'm not kidding you. I was working for a casket company in Richmond, Indiana. And this truck driver was literally in our orientation, right?
Yeah.
He's sitting in there, and the safety director, his name was Glenn, he goes, hey, Troy, can you watch the class? I got to go and I forgot this guy's last reference, his current company.
Right.
So Glenn goes out, and he calls the current trucking company that the guy's working for,
uh-huh,
or is leaving to come with us at the time, and he says, hey, I'm Glenn Craig. I'm calling to do a reference check on Joey Trucker, whatever his name was. And he says to the guy, he's applied with our company. And the owner of the company had answered the request and on the phone. And he said to Glenn, well, I'm sorry, Joey Trucker is not here right now. He was the other day was called to a bad accident scene where his dad was in an accident and they had to remove his legs at the scene. And he's like dying.
I know where you're going with this.
No, I'm serious. So Glenn had to say to the guy, listen, right. sir, I'm sorry to tell you this, but your driver is sitting on the other wall, on the other side of the wall here in this, in the orientation room, and he's coming to work for us right now. He's pretty much lied to you. But what's sad is the guy used his dad. He made up a story about his dad, you know, being in this major accident, you know, just to get out of not having to tell the company that he's quitting, just in case it didn't work out with the casket company, then he was going to go back to them. That's what, in fact, we confronted the driver and he said, oh yeah, okay, well, I made that up. So just in case it didn't work here, I still have my other job back.
The good news about the casket company is if somebody calls in with a dead grandmother, you could actually supply them with a casket.
Yeah, see, all that all would work out, Johnny Acid. I agree with you there.
You're right.
But, I mean, we've had so many different crazy stories of, you know, drivers, you know, using those excuses. It's like, dude, what are you doing, man? Just, you know, to be honest with you, you know, if you're quitting a company, just tell them you're quitting your job. And if you don't feel like going to an orientation because it's snowing out, just tell them you're not coming.
Yeah, I like the guy who he scheduled on Monday. He calls on Friday and he says, oh, you know what? I have heart surgery next Friday. It just came up, huh?
Yeah. So yeah, that's dead grandmother season. You know, it right. happens every winter. And then miraculously, the spring thaw comes in, flatbed freight gets real hot. And next thing you know, everybody's going back to work. It's kind of like magic.
Hey, do you think some of these guys do this because they might be worried about the pee test and they're trying to clean out their pee?
What, you know, this, it's funny you say that, Johnny Acid. You must be sharing my brain right now. I literally,
that's scary.
Somebody was telling me this morning that they've been getting, you know what question they get a lot lately?
What?
From young drivers is, do you do hair follicle tests?
That's a great question to ask at orientation. We don't usually do it, but we do now.
I mean, yeah. Listen, guys, let me tell you, drivers, this: if you're out there and you've got certain questions on your mind, if you're not sure of that, call the company and pretend you're somebody else and ask that question. Don't call them and do an application and then ask them if they do hair follicle tests. You might be raising a red flag. What do you think, Johnny Acid?
Yeah, and that's really not a good question at orientation either. Does anyone have any questions? Do you guys do a hair follicle test?
Yeah, I've had drivers over the years ask me, do you run DAC?
Yeah, right.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, you're telling us, not me anymore, but you're telling the trucking company that there's a lot of bad stuff on the DAC. As soon as you ask that, they know exactly what you're getting at. Do you do hair follicles? Do you run DAC? Do you run criminal background?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, we've got you booked for next week. Oh, okay. Did my criminal come back? Why?
Yeah. You know, just being honest with you guys and companies too. Companies would rather you, there's certain things they'd rather you not even say. I'm serious. You know, first off, if you are worried about a hair follicle test, maybe you smoked a little weed. Johnny Acid, you know about that. Maybe you smoked a little weed, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you're thinking, "Uh-oh, I'm going to fail this drug screen." Like what I would do, and again, man, people might think I'm an a-hole for saying this, but if it was me, I'd call the company anonymously and say, this is Jimmy Trucker. I'm just curious. I'm thinking about coming to work there, but do you do hair follicles?
Of course, they're going to say yes every time.
No, they're not.
Yeah, they will.
No, most companies won't say that, you know, but you, if you're too worried about it, and to be honest with you, maybe you should wait until you know it's clean. You know, the hair follicle orientations, I hear, there's a lot of bald people in those.
Hey, you know what? That's a great idea.
Shave it all.
Every hair off your body, including your eyebrows, before you go.
Just totally shave it all.
That's what I would do.
Yeah,
everything.
No. But, you know, these are just things that, you know, I've heard from recruiters over the years. I mean, and, you know, recruiters have the bad reputation, Johnny Acid. You know what the reputation is. They're liars. They're scumbags. And, you know, we've talked about recruiters before. Most recruiters are ex-truckers.
Do they give recruiters hair follicle tests?
No. And you know, they probably should. There's probably a lot of partying recruiters out there.
You never gave me one.
Because I'd lose you. But look, just being
no
honest.
Company policy.
Yeah. But you know, recruiters are all just about ex-drivers. You know, it is what it is. And somehow they become the enemy. The recruiters always become the enemy. Dispatchers and recruiters, always the enemy.
Hated.
Hey, safety, always the enemy.
Oh, yeah.
Especially when they were paper. You know what? The paper logs, that should really relieve a lot of tension between safety and recruiting, or I'm sorry, safety and truck drivers. You know that? Because that was one of the things when I was a driver, you know, safety was always on my case about logging.
Yeah. Now, have you ever heard a good outcome to a driver that says, can't talk right now. I have to go into a meeting with safety. Is that ever good?
Well, if a driver's going into a one-on-one meeting with safety, no, that's not good usually. But right. If he's going into a big group company safety meeting, that's nothing.
No, so, no.
I know you were trying to make a joke.
Talking about the one-on-one.
Yeah, the one-on-one. Right. Yeah, one-on-one is probably bad, you know, but, you know, that is what it is. And you don't want to be, I'll tell you what, you don't want to be fired for safety reasons. You don't want that on your deck.
Hey, let me ask you something.
Go ahead.
Sometimes when you're a recruiter and you're interviewing drivers, mm-hmm. they can say some pretty dumb things. Sorry, guys, but you can. It's like, why'd you leave your last job? The dispatcher was an asshole, and I was going to punch him in the face. Is it okay for a driver to be upfront like that with a recruiter, but then not with the company?
Well, here's what I would say about that. And if you want pure advice, and you're right, there's been some things that have come out of drivers that they might not. There's some things, though, that they really need to be upfront about. And that's probably one of them. Maybe a little more tactful when you're telling it. But the bottom line is the company's going to call a reference anyways, and they're going to find out, you know, why you left there according to the company besides what according to yourself. So, yeah, I would be honest. I wouldn't say that dispatcher was an a-hole and I was going to punch his face in. You know, even if he was an a-hole and you were going to punch his face in, I would say something more like, well, it was more personal. The dispatcher and I, we did not get along at all. Our personalities conflicted. And I was asked to leave. And companies will respect you more for that versus what Acid's saying.
Hey, you recruited, didn't you?
Sure. I recruited for that casket company. I told you that.
Did you ever try and pretty up an application? You know, fluff it up a little bit, make it look real nice, sugarcoat it?
Look, when I first started recruiting way back in the 90s, I mean, it was what it was. There was times where, and I learned my lesson. There's a story. One time drivers would go, yeah, I had a DUI 4.5 years ago, but I don't think it's showing up. And I'd say, dude, if it's not going to show up, don't put it down. And just shut your mouth, man, and get the job.
Right.
And they'd go, okay, no problem. And then you'd run it. It wouldn't show up. You get them approved. They'd come into orientation. And then the safety guy at every company, let me tell you what happens. Just about every orientation, the Grim Reaper comes out at the end of orientation.
That's the safety guy?
Yeah. And he says things like this. All right, drivers. We got y'all set up to get going. You're going to get your truck and you're going to get rocking and rolling here. You got your loads. You go ahead and set your trucks up. But hear me out on this and know this. Some of your criminal reports haven't come back. Some of your PSPs haven't come back. Some of your second MVRs that were also listed on your DMV have not come back. And when they come back, if they have anything on that we would eliminate you for and you haven't told us, we will have the truck stopped. And we will have the police have you escort all your stuff out of the truck at that nearest truck stop or parking lot. And you will be on foot and we will put that on your deck. And I'm kid you not. Then they all start going, oh, I might. There's something that I didn't put down, but I didn't think I should have. Troy told me not to put a DUI down 4.5 years ago. I'm not kidding you. I'm kid you not, man. This was like 20 years ago, man.
I told my recruiter. I don't know if he put it on the application or not.
Yeah. This, honestly and truly, and so, yeah, you asked me if I've ever fluffed up an application. Yeah, when I was younger, I did, and I got burnt for it. And I got to tell you, honestly, now if a driver tells me something, you know what I say? Well, I don't recruit now, pretty much. Every now and then, I do some work. I help a couple people out. But if a driver said to me, oh, yeah, let me tell you about this one thing that ain't going to really show up. And I really want to go, la, 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 don't tell me, don't tell me.
Right, right.
Right. And as soon as they tell me, I say, like, dude, you already told me. Guess what? There's nothing I can do about it. You know what? Boom. So you're going to have to now put it on the application and you'll probably be turned down. You know, literally, that's exactly what I tell them if they're going to bring. And look, I'm not here telling people they should be lying. I'm just saying there's some things that your personal opinions, things like that, you know, sometimes they say too much information. In fact, most people, if they told somebody about their entire life, probably never get a job.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't be working right now. So I had a rollover last year, but it wasn't my fault. Works for me. Works for me.
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm not saying hide stuff. I mean, and a lot of people might be getting the impression he's saying hide stuff. I'm not. I'm just saying certain things don't really need to be. And I don't want to say keep things off either. In fact, back then, I learned my lesson. You know, you're better off just putting all that stuff down, and that way you're never looking over your shoulder. But there's certain things that you really don't really need to say, you know what I mean, to a company. You know, like you said, my dispatcher was an a-hole. I want to punch his face in. You know, when you, there's certain things you can say and it's going to go on your record and you ain't going to get a job.
Yeah, you don't want to say like the last company screwed me. How did you leave? I was looking for something better. That's probably a better answer.
Yeah, yeah.
I think.
Yeah, and it is. It really is. So hey, Johnny Acid, truck driver recruiters, not the most well-loved job. Truck driver recruiters are normally truck drivers themselves. And, you know, there's somewhere along the line, I don't know where it all happens, but I think truck drivers are such a tight group that when you're not a truck driver, you kind of are almost out of the circle. You know what I mean? It really is. I mean, it is what it is, but it almost seems that way. And it's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. Drivers stick together. I like that. I love that.
Well, I think that a lot of the recruiters out there that get a bad rap from the drivers have it coming. I really do. I think there's a lot of recruiters out there that have screwed drivers over, that have bullshitted them. So
yeah, that's true.
Kind of earned that reputation.
John, there's a lot of recruiters that will fluff the pay. Hey, yeah, man, you're going to make $5 million a year. You know, you're going to make X amount per mile. You're going to get this. You're going to get that. And
you'll be swinging by the house every night.
Yeah. And, you know, I've heard a million times from drivers how many times they went to a company and either the pay was a lie. I'll tell you one of the biggest lies. And sometimes it really isn't the recruiter's fault, but it probably shouldn't be promised then is the home time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, that might actually be the biggest lie in recruiting. A lot of these guys, they're guaranteed weekends or this or that, and they get to the company, and next thing you know, it really ain't happening. And if it's a weekend, it's like 25 hours or 34-hour restart. It's always, and the equipment, that's another thing. Yeah, you're going to get one of those new 389 Peaks. They end up with a little International or something, you know.
Yeah, day cab.
Yeah, they get to the orientation, and all those pretty trucks that are in the picture are out front where the senior drivers are stopped in for their break, and the other ones are out back, and it's that's not a good thing either.
Yeah, right.
I'm serious. That's happened. I've told you this before. Heck, I was, you know, I've gone to companies that promised me certain running areas. In fact, I used to work for this company called Dick Lavey, seriously. And I don't care. I give names. And I would recruit drivers, and they would tell drivers, it was at the time, yeah, you're going to get these runs that are going south to Texas and all this other stuff. And then, you know, the drivers that I put in there ended up getting East Coast loads, and then they would quit. And then Lavey would get pissed at me. So it was like, dude, for real? You got all these runs that are going south, but these guys that we're sending in there, they're all saying they end up East Coast. So, you know, it is what it is. It's exactly what happened. This was quite a while ago.
Taking on a new job like that, it's almost like going on a blind date. You walk in the bar, you look, you go, oh, wow, check that out. She's waiting for me over there. And then the server goes, oh, no, it's that one over there. And it's like the fat chick at the bar, right?
Johnny, every podcast, so you find a way to get a good batch of hate mail.
You think I'll get any this time?
I
don't think I will. I think the truckers will actually side with me on this.
What? It's the fat chick in the corner?
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
Mm, yeah. Yep. I'm sure they're going to side with you. All right.
Yeah, all right.
All right. Well, look, man, let's wrap this thing up. You know, we're just actually kind of doing a test here. A lot of people, and this truly, Johnny, I'm going to say it, it may be between you and I, because this may never make it on. I'm not joking, because we've got cameras, equipment. We've got all kind of stuff, and we're just kind of on here BSing to get the recordings in, double mic'd, and we're just checking all just different angles and different things.
You always say it'll never make the air, and it always makes the air.
Yeah, well, that's on a normal podcast. This is more of stuff that's going to be going on YouTube and everything, so at the same time, it may make the air, but you know what? There's like a lot of pausing. We had that interruption. Who knows? You know, if it doesn't sound too stupid, we'll put it on. If it sounds stupid, it probably won't make it. All right, well, look, any advice to recruiters? We usually give advice to drivers. What do you got for recruiters, Johnny Acid?
Keep lying. It works.
Boy.
You want to make money? Lie to the drivers.
Wow. But I got to tell you, honestly, you recruiters out there, honestly, you know, recruiting is it's an art. It really is. And you've got to really have the personality for it. Most people don't even make it as a recruiter. It's funny. My advice, one of these days, hey, Johnny Acid, I used to live near this trucking company in Pennsylvania. They were called, what the hell were they called? They had the bluish silver looking trucks. They were out of Pittston, Pennsylvania. I can't remember their name now. They used to run a lot of California and back. What the heck were they called? Anyways, the dispatcher got into it with the driver.
Yeah.
Over a hotel bill.
Really?
Yeah, the guy was in California. He drove all the way back from California, walked into the office and emptied a 38 into his head in front of everybody in the dispatch office. Then he went around hugging people, right?
Yeah.
And apologizing. Went out to the truck. The Stadies came, got out, said, "My wife doesn't know. Could you not tell her, please?" The guy's been in, I think he's been in a mental ward ever since. I'm not joking. It's a true story. I can't remember the name of this company, man. I'm so bummed out. Maybe somebody could let me know. I'll have to look it up.
No, he recruits for Swift now.
No. But I'm just saying, so my advice to recruiters is you never know. You piss the wrong driver off. It comes in there and empties a clip into you.
That could be bad.
It's absolutely, man. People get mad because it's their life. And you promise them stuff, and then they get there, and they don't get it. Believe it. Man, I wish I could remember the name of that company. It's coming to me. Light Blue Trucks, Pittston, Pennsylvania. Google it real quick, Johnny. Let me Google it. Keep talking.
Go ahead. All right.
Talk. Well, you're not talking, Johnny Acid. Okay, I'm going
to... Don't ask me the name of the company. I'm not good with that stuff. Is it a smaller company out of Pennsylvania?
A couple hundred trucks.
What kind of freight did they haul?
Reefer.
National carriers?
No. Said I said trucks. Out of business in Pennsylvania. Pittston, Pennsylvania.
All right. Well, you said blue truck, so I'm just shot in the dark.
I'm Googling it right now.
Was it Swift?
No. Wait,
they're not out of business yet.
No. Where was that company? What were they called? I can't believe it. Man. Nope. It's not even in here.
Was it a small company?
I said a couple hundred trucks. Pay attention, brother.
Okay.
What was the name of that company? Oh, my gosh.
Well, if they've been out of business for a while, you probably can't.
Everybody out there is probably going, come on, Troy. Everybody knows it was blah, blah. But no, I cannot remember who it was. But they were a very well-known company, very long runs, everything. And they got bought out by, I think, Celadon or one of them companies bought them out. And I don't know why the name A or 1 or something like that was in it. But anyways, that was the moral of the story. That driver came back and wasted. I think the driver was 48 and the dispatcher was 48. I remember them those numbers. And he got life, but he's been in a mental ward from what I understand for the last. This was when I was a driver. So this is like.
Jeez.
Yeah, this is quite a while ago. I wish I could remember the name of that company, but I can't. So anyways, with that being said, recruiters, be careful. Like Johnny Acid is telling you, lie to the drivers. Well, that can get you a slug in the head. And drivers, when you're talking to recruiters, my advice to you, be blunt, okay? Don't be rude because they're not going to want to hire you, but be very blunt. What is my home time, sir? Not about. What am I going to get? How much am I going to make a year average if I'm willing to stay out that time? What is your company's policy or what is the average? There's nothing wrong with being precise, not nonchalant. Okay, there it is, Johnny Acid. I am out of here. Peace.
Peace.
Praise God.